Okay. Hey. Yeah. That's right. Bitches kissing and hugging, niggas tripping and bugging. You watch your mind, I'm on my grind and I ain't quitting for nothing. Tell your mothers and uncles, brothers, sisters, and cousins. My flow so nasty, deranged, that nigga tip is disgusting. Got a grip on the game, put you pulling and tugging, cause I ain't clinically sane. I go to pushing the button, they get it clicking and busting. You get it dipping and ducking, they up the clip by the dozen. You come on missing for nothing. Hey, I could triple your budget, I'm in the business of hustling. If we ain't talking about money, I say let's end the discussion. Hate off my shoulders, I'm rushing, all the ladies are blessing. They all love when I fuckin' black to Latinos and Russian. Tell them be easy, no rushing. Master the art of seduction. I let them blow me so much head I can catch a confession. Send the chicks in the bed, tension licking the second. Dick them into submission and then I send them to truckin'. Cousin, we nothing to like. You can say what you like. Do all that huffing and puffing and run away from the fight. Don't know who getting your hype when you sit in your right. The great imaginary life, you only live on the mic. I'm who you die to be like, cause I'm so fly with it nice. To live my life, you have to try to hit the lottery twice. Find it amusing, I'm giggling at what you made in a year. Quadruple that while in prison, serving my day in a year, nigga.
Wow. It's on right now. Bughead the buck sound, boogeyman the rubber band snapping. Bang, listen. No retreat, no surrender. No gimmicks, no hoax, no jokes, no pretenders. Strategic moves to the lure all defenders. Another within, till I hate his holy temper. But tell him, feel how you feel, fucking let it go. That's ineffective though, I'm an effective show. It's that incredible, M.O. special dose. Extra flow, quiet dog, best to show. Let them know, off the chain, I was born unleashed. And walk winning where I feel when I'm on these streets. Spread love, Brooklyn love these streets. And I get it how I get it, cause I'm from these streets. Holla back your favorite uncle freak. D. Smith, Pete Swift from Eastern District. I touch your favorite rhythm and give it a mean mix. Gotta flex how you flex, go long, I mean this. Say it once, say it twice, you need this. That's an affirmative, word a big bird it is. First and 15th, I got the firework, turn it in. Fun fire, fun again, listen good and learn a hymn. Yay, and it's simple and plain. You feel it in your chest when the bass beat bang. Yay, and you know my style. I'm from the killer K, known to take a money pal. Wow, we turn it on and turn it out. It get greater later and it's fantastic now. It go on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the dude Black Dawn.
Yeah, it's B.O. B. Bobby Ray, international extraordinaire. Listen, I'm from the city where they hang out on the light pole. Tryna get that weight up off of my ain't talking lipo. I'm talking about that city, I take everywhere that I go. I do this for the niggas locked in solitary ISO. Who grew up with kaleidoscopes, now they looking through rifle scopes. Tryna make it out the dark, that's what we raise our lighters for. Smoking on that blue turf, just like them boys in Idaho. I swear on me eating good, playing what you want that diet for. We chilling with some fire hoes. So hot, you need a fire hose. Too much pussy on your payroll, boy, you need to fire hole. That's why my fans is who I'm riding for. I swear they never tire, cause they hands up the entire show. But what you hiding for? I'm speaking for your benefit. Me to you is like PlayStation 3 to Sega Genesis. I have no arch nemesis. I have no identity. I just go gorillas in your village. It's our village in your city. I still got it. I don't mean to babysit. I'm just magnificent like magic back in 86. I told her cook my eggs Benedict. She say I'm getting cocky. Now I say I been a dick. Bitch. B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B. Grand Hustle. East Side stand up. Decatur Zone 6. It's on lock. From the bottom to the top. It's real hip hop.
What up, man? I got my man. We just gonna kick off this podcast. Ike in the den, guy. We got my man, Ike. It's been a long time coming, man, since you've been back last time. And apparently you don't read Twitter. It's apparent you don't read Twitter anymore.
I ain't been on Twitter this year.
No shit.
This year.
No shit. Because I defended your ass and insulted your ass at the same time.
How the hell do you do something like that?
Both. All right. First tweet, I was excited about your ass showing up on the show. Man, because last time you did shit, we tried the sports show. We're getting that in a minute. I was like, all right, Ike back on the show. Let's keep all the gay jokes to a minimum. let's really keep all the gay jokes to a minimum. And I was like, just me and you, Biggs. Just poking fun, my man, Biggs. But then I thought about it, I was like, all right. Had to backtrack on that a little bit because you're not gay.
At all.
But you're not the straightest guy in the world either.
I'm the straightest, realest nigga ever.
See, you're not a beacon of light for hoes. I don't see a lot of hoes flocking to you.
That's good. You don't need to see that.
But at the same token, you're not gay either.
I'm not gay.
Because, like, I thought about it. I thought about it real talk. And this is all based on Twitter. That's why I was like, you could possibly read Twitter. You're not... Gays are flamboyant. I give them creative.
What the fuck?
Hold on, hear me out, hear me
out. Right now,
hold on, I'm saying gays are flamboyant. They're creative. They're very, very crafty, the gays are. You don't really fit in that world.
Thank you.
So I guess since either side don't want you right now, you're like asexual. It's just you.
I'm a seahorse now.
You're not a seahorse. You just yes, you are a seahorse. You right in the world where you're looking after you, which isn't bad. You're looking after you.
I'm my own person, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
See, this is why I knew you were on Twitter. Because I'm like, okay,
ain't nothing pop up on my phone. If y'all mention me,
I did all the mentions. I was like, all right, I was like, he has to be asexual. I can safely say asexual. Straight, maybe.
No, I'm straight as hell.
I'm just saying. Welcome back to the show.
What up, man?
So. The whole thing, since you not on Twitter anyway, you probably don't follow the show as much. And we did some dramatic changes with the show. For starters, I am not in control of questions anymore. There's a line with the show. I'm kind of bringing in people too. The EP, my wife, is handling a lot of the dumb shit I don't want to handle anymore. Nothing against, like, the people who write me and shit, but it's just like, a lot of the behind the scenes shit is dumb. It's like,
that's understandable.
Siphoning through questions, having guests, sponsorships, and I use sponsors, but to really be on that phone call, just tell me what the fuck I gotta say, not say whatever.
Right.
I was like getting here talking shit. So,
I like it.
So she handles all of that. And one thing I asked her to do, because we don't give you a second shot at the podcast. Well, I wouldn't call it a fail. You just had shitty timing with the sports show. Good idea, but you started a sports show at the peak of a fucking lockout.
No,
two of them. Two lockouts. You had a
like
show.
I said previously.
You had a shit.
It was an idea. You was just like, yeah,
that was a
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Like
that was a good ass idea.
I had no type of preparation for this shit.
Like we prepared for this shit.
This is different.
This is. It was such a good idea. You know your shit with sports. You do.
Something like that.
Two lockouts at the same time. They were just us sitting in a room. Fuck, we'll talk about. I know the bare minimum of hockey. I know enough.
I don't know shit but the red one.
I know enough. Baseball was just ending. All right, baseball is ending. Football wasn't sure if they wanted to start. Basketball said already. Fuck y'all.
That wasn't that long ago. But football season had started.
Football season had started, but the whole point of it is it was just getting started.
It was like
after their negotiation. It was week 4, but after their negotiation shit, nothing really popping off to talk about. Now, if you started it right now, shit, you would have to start it in about a month. Because, what, we got the Super Bowl next week.
Super Bowl next week.
Then you got basketball. But basketball is kind of, they siphoning through their bullshit now. And it ain't really going to get... They ain't really going to get hot till after the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And then baseball is going to start. So, yeah, you will have to start your show about a month from now.
But sports is all year round.
Sports is all... Okay.
Hey, golf season has started. Hey, I'm all for that.
All right. You know, if you could talk about golf and make it interesting, I'm all for you. I'm all for it.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that either. So, one thing we're going to do for the month, and... I got with the wifey on this. EP, big shout out to her.
What up, though?
Who's not on mic. I love my wife. I have to say that. Disclaimer.
Yeah, you better.
But she is podcast poison.
Podcast poison.
She gets on the mic.
Whoa there.
And it's this shit is horrible. Not she doesn't have a point or she doesn't have anything. It's just she don't have a jokey joke vibe. You gotta like, for her to...
You need to stop comparing people to yourself.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. What she does, she go from jokey joke to fucking serious.
Oh.
In a heartbeat.
What is she, a Gemini?
I don't fall. She's December 15th, so I don't.
She's a Sagittarius.
Good enough. I don't fall to signs. Like, and the running joke, and that, once again, you don't pay attention to Twitter, you couldn't have, because that's been a running joke of the show, that, like, how serious she is. It turned into, we'll talk about cancer. Oh, this motherfucker got cancer. I can't believe this shit. But in all seriousness, I really think that, cancer is a beacon to our society. Get yourself checked out. Sam, go be funny. They're like, whoa! So many people are dying from cancer. So, I really need you to get yourself checked out. I really need you. I urge you. That's the word. I urge you to get yourself checked out. Sam? I'm just looking at her like, oh, shit, I don't follow that.
That's the missus, though, man.
But that's the missus, and she's doing a hell of a job. And one of the things... that we have been doing since we gonna kick off your, I guess, podcast career for, we gonna jump start it. We're going to the board, we're going to questions. We always go to questions, right? But one of the things we want to try like a little breaking news segment. I'm gonna go to, couple of pages here. All we gonna do is just read the news. And you just give your opinion. You give your opinion about what the fuck is going on. Gotcha. See, I don't read the news as much as I should, because it goes depressed. And I give news about 20 minutes. And then I'll go, like today, I'm going to go all entertainment section.
Oh, entertainment, yeah.
So, and you give your opinion about what's going on.
Okay.
I'll be sided too. Shit, if I got something to say on it.
I'm pretty damn sure you're gonna have something to say on it.
I should have something to say. It's a podcast. Somebody gotta talk, motherfucker.
You always got something to say on everything, so.
That's why this shit has went almost 100 episodes. I better have something to say.
I wanna be on the 100th episode.
I don't even know. You gotta talk that with Tasha. I don't know who she's booking.
I think
booking.
That should be the all-star. Me, Ty. P.
That's fucked up. No, I see where that's going right there. I get that many mics, all of y'all are turning on my ass. I see that. I don't really give a shit. The way I figure it, we gonna have Dave Brown for at least like 5 shows in February. He's the blackest, lightest guy. No,
I'm saying though, that's the mayor of Detroit. Watch
it. He is, and he's gonna, if he do something, he just pop in, or he could do the shit Biggs do, where Biggs just call in. Biggs is calling the show.
He's gonna do something.
Yeah, we'll have him do something.
I know, but his month coming up for sure.
Yeah, next week. Come, we got Wednesday. We got DB next week. He's ready. He's ready now. He's been ready since MLK Day.
And he was ready when he was born.
He was ready. He's the blackest, lightest guy I know. But anyway. Alright, I'm at the page now. Now, I'm just going to read headlines. That's all I'm going to do. And if you need me to, I'll read the story a little bit more.
Okay.
So, I'm going to try it out. Breaking news with my man Ike. Do we have a breaking? We should have a breaking news sound. Yeah. All right, here we go. Breaking news with my man Ike.
That shit whack as hell, bro.
It's every news station's breaking news. But think about it if we was talking, and then all of a sudden you just heard.
And then you gotta, like.
Watch the fuck out.
You gotta turn into the camera with the
screen. Well, this is radio, so I don't know how the fuck that's gonna work. But you gotta be serious as hell. But anyway. Alright. First thing. Heidi Klum is divorcing Seal largely because she has had it with his volcanic temper.
And probably his appearance.
There we go. Thank you. I don't even need to read the rest of the article. First of all.
Heidi Klum is one of the hot white ones out there.
She is their one.
She getting that bread from that now, Project One Race.
Yeah. And now here's what's interesting about this. The divorce came like the second week in January, right? Well, when she just immediately said, like, I'm fucking done with this guy, right? Yeah. Now, I've done my homework with this story, mainly because Seal had one real hit. He got this shit.
Oh, that's that shit right there.
There'd be another Seal song.
I would never name you another Seal song.
But you know another, I can't. He did this shit for Batman.
It was Batman.
And it's like, alright. After the first week of 2012. Now.
You still playing it though.
Yeah. Just let it play. Fuck it. I'm not talking about it. It's just Seal. Give him his moment. This motherfucker had 10 years with one of the baddest white girls. Now, here's what's interesting. Second week of January, she filed papers on this motherfucker, right? Okay, I will cut this music off.
Man.
I will at least turn it down, goddammit. Alright, either way. Here it is. Why, your ass bitch just start singing in a minute.
This is shit.
Baby! That's all I know is the fucking song. Then, like, Batman came in and started whooping ass.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah, it was whatever the one that had,
Robin's little family.
No, it was, I think, Poison Ivy. Because it's like Kiss from a Rose, this plant shit.
Batman and Robin.
All right, well, that was it then.
Batman Returns or some shit.
It was some shit like that. But after that, you know, George Clooney started whooping ass right after that. Yeah. As Batman. But anyway, back to Seal. Nigga who made this all. Okay. Heidi Klum broke up with him second week in 2012. Do you know what happened the first week in 2012?
What happened the first week in 2012?
She is the spokesperson for Lens Crafters. So she got that LASIK surgery.
Oh, and she seen.
And she saw Seal.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
That nigga got.
Oh shit! I've been married to this.
That nigga got acid face. Though. I don't know what the fuck that shit is.
Okay, I'm turning this shit off now.
Please do.
All right, but anyway, so the baddest bitch, one of the baddest, if not the baddest white bitch going right now, Heidi Klum was blind the entire time. Cause that's the connection I'm making. You get lens crafters, they give you the LASIK surgery so you can promote their, you know, glasses. You can promote the fucking surgery itself because what better way to promote it if you actually had it? And then you go back home. I wanted to be if I could be a fly on the wall the seconds after the goddamn surgery when they taking the bandages off of her. All right, Miss Klum, here's your husband. The fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, still got that bread though.
For what? That song?
Nah, I mean, he got albums. His shit be banging over there in
it's the Europe. He the man in Europe.
Hey, that's where the money at. Shit, that's where US money at.
But the headline we just read was she breaking up for him because of his temper.
I can see that.
If you look like that all the goddamn time, I'd be pissed too.
I mean, you gotta think Halloween is 365 days a year for this motherfucker.
You know what? I'm with that mainly because he had to learn another skill because for all of his life, motherfucker, regardless of whatever you do, how many fucking Kiss from a Roses you make, I don't give a fuck how many Batman soundtracks you own, at any given time, a motherfucker just stand up, you ugly as hell!
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be bad as hell too. Yeah, fuck your accomplishments. And when he got Heidi Klum, first thing we all asked, how the fuck did that happen?
Right. It was like a Jay-Z Beyonce factor.
No, with Jay-Z and Beyonce, I can say, okay, you know what? There was a lot of fucking signs that they liked each other. Cause if you look, I did my homework on
that. Nigga flashed some cash, that bitch started dancing.
I give you that. But if you watch, and believe it or not, I'm guilty. I admit, nigga, don't judge me.
I'm going to judge you, cause you judge me all the fucking time.
Alright, maybe, yeah. Alright, that's kind of fair, but in early Destiny's Child videos.
Wow.
She throw up the Rockefeller sign a lot.
But that wasn't necessarily her throwing up the rocket.
Really?
That was some other shit.
Okay. We got YouTube. Look up the song H to the Izzo. That is his song. Somehow, she worked her way in there throwing up Rockefeller. Now, this is before all the shit went down between them. And then we just like, all right, they fuck. But Seal. Okay, let's back to this motherfucker. How did he do that? I have no idea. He did flash cash, and the bitch was blind, apparently.
I don't know, man. I mean,
she just got lens crafters. She just got it. Okay,
that's a hell of a coincidence, you know.
That is a hell of a coincidence. You get the surgery, and then all of a sudden, hey, really? I'm married to that motherfucker. I had kids by this motherfucker.
I had like two.
They had two kids. Do the kids got shit on their face?
Nah, the kids are actually.
No, that's what I'm saying. She probably just. She ain't seen shit. She just saw this motherfucker. You know what's interesting? The race thing probably never played a factor.
Nah, because he's from over there.
And he's black? If your girl was blind, how much shit can you get away with? Apparently, Seal got away with a lot. Because she filed papers, there was no outcry from Seal. Seal was like, you know what? Had a good thing going. Hey, sometimes it all had to come to an end. Fuck it.
I mean, but Seal could get bitches, though.
Seal can't get that bitch.
But you had her.
That's
another factor you got to put
in. He's a one percenter.
But look, there's another factor you got to put in it because...
He's sealed!
Celebrity relationships don't really last like that anyway. 10 years tops.
10 years? But she was blind. Aww. Okay. If she could see.
Oh, she's madly in love with that ugly ass.
If she could see, do you believe it would have been shorter? If she didn't get the LASIK.
Man, she can see
if
that.
She didn't get the LASIK, do you think this shit would still be going on?
No,
she'd be singing Kiss from a Rose right now, motherfucker.
Apparently his temper, he wake up mad every day. He gotta look in the mirror.
What the fuck? Every morning it's, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
About to have me on Twitter again.
He's back. Now he's back to Twitter and shit.
I'm gonna change my Twitter name again. Fuck this shit.
Whatever. Alright.
I am.
We'll go for another headline. Entertainment section. See, you're pretty good at this. Maybe you should do this until the sports shit kick off. Well, next headline. Aretha Franklin calls off wedding. Would you like me to read it, or did you just want to go from there?
Oh, man, listen. I do not give two fucks.
Aretha Franklin?
Why the fuck? Like, she had been dating this cat boy forever.
I'll read the story a little bit. It said, on January 3rd, she said she had her forever friend, William Willie Wickerson. That's his real name.
I know.
William Willie Wickerson. That all sounds made up, but William Willie Wickerson.
Sound like she had a Steadman.
Will wear this summer release plans Monday with a change of plans. Regretfully, to our friends and supporters, Will and I decided that we are moving a little too fast, and there are a number of things that had not been done and thought out thoroughly, says Franklin, who's 69. There will be no wedding at this time. We will not comment on it with any further because of very personal and sensitive nature from it. We appreciate all of many well wishes from friends. Okay.
Sound like she just wanted to get on, get in the news.
She just wanted to get in the news. You could take that spin with it. Or, when it comes down to it, you can, she probably thought about that bread. Like, I am Aretha Franklin, goddammit. And the cop out was, we're moving a little too fast. Bitch, you 69.
She like 400 pounds.
I like, not anymore.
She lost the male.
She lost the weight. She lost the weight.
She lost the titties too, huh?
She is 69. She's not, this ain't sad. 60s Aretha.
Sad.
It's not, this Aretha hasn't been hittable.
Ain't Pam,
in over 20.
Ain't Pam Grier about that age?
Nah, she a little bit younger, but
not that much
younger. Not that much younger.
She in her 60s.
Okay, but it's not hittable. Okay, first of all, let's cut the bullshit. Aretha ain't been hittable since Little Pink Corvette, all right?
Listen to what I'm telling you about that, though. Aretha Franklin is hittable because she got that bread.
That's the only reason.
Okay, then.
Okay. That's the only reason. Now, Pam Grier, people was jerking off to Pam Grier for pushing 30 years, motherfucker. 30, 40 years of whipping your dick out to Pam Grier. It's a huge difference. Nobody jerked off to Respect.
I don't know. I don't.
Wait, that you?
No, don't even.
I'm just saying, you whip your dick out. Baby, I got it.
No, sir.
What you did?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Not at all.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Next is some C-U-M.
No, sir. No, sir. But, I mean, it's a tragedy that Rich Franklin and I get married. Why? I don't know. Because I actually don't really give a fuck. But
you ever think she fucked her own songs?
I think that would have to be awkward. I know who probably did. I know who probably did, though. Mary J. Blige probably did.
Fucked her own songs.
Hell yeah, she got some hits.
Old or new. Because, like, new Mary J. is a fucking Tyler Perry movie.
Nah, Mary J. back with that, like, last album she just put out. That shit kind of hot.
I'm not saying it's not hot, but the songs are not. There's a struggle involved now.
That's how I mean.
There's some shit, and she's crying.
She trying to uplift these women out here.
Yeah. I guess.
This is what it is.
Can you give us one more? Just, I know, like, you doing the uplifting thing, but can you just give us one more just hit, just that, for the sake of being a hit?
Yeah, back in the day, Mary J.
No, I even give you a couple years ago, Mary J. That just fine, was just fine. All right, was that uplifting? Now think about it. If it was uplifting, that was one of those times where it was sneaky uplifting.
Yeah, man.
Give us one of those.
I won't waste my time. That's what you don't.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, it was. It was sneaky uplifting.
Yeah, man.
You felt good because you know, it's a beat. That's what it was. That's where the beat totally. Shit, that was sneaky uplifting.
Oh, he just realized this, people.
That was sneaky uplifting.
Good. I just saw the light bulb.
Oh shit!
Like, light up.
No wonder I felt good after that song. God, she was telling me the whole time everything was gonna be okay. Oh shit! Let's move on to the next story. Shit! Sneaky uplifting. Pat Sajak came out on ESPN2 saying, "I hosted Wheel of Fortune drunk." Okay, for starters.
Whoa, what?
Alright, here it is. I'll read the story. Pat Sajak claimed in an ESPN2 interview that the Wheel of Fortune and his co-star, Vanna White, used to get drunk off margaritas in between tapings of the show in the early days of the game show. So they used to be blitzed hosting the game show, and no one fucking noticed.
Why?
Wheel of Fortune!
First and foremost, why is ESPN2? Is that what you said?
Yeah, ESPN2.
Why do they have their interview?
You know what? I don't give a damn. I'm glad that he had the balls to come out. Yeah, I was drunk as hell.
I mean, yeah, he did it like he didn't give a fuck. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
And if anybody deserves a fucking interview, I would say give it to them. Like, he used to get drunk with Vanna White. Oh, shit, we got to host the wheel. And that's the only, I think that's the only game show you can host fucked up and nobody will know, because
true,
only thing you got to do,
if you can ask Vanna,
you can stand up.
Are there any L's?
You not answering any real questions. You just, all right, spin the wheel. All right, fuck it. $500. Any L's? She run over there and she back in the day, she used to actually spin the shit around and it'd be L, but now she gotta like fake like she's touching it because it's all electronic now.
Yeah.
So now she acts like she's touching the shit. You know, I could be drunk as hell on that show. It did, like, if they fuck up. Ah, oh, too bad.
True indeed.
You think he hit Vanna White? Since yes. I wish.
Yes.
I wish. Yeah, you know what? You said ESPN did the interview. Which, I don't know how the fuck they got that, but.
Interesting as hell.
But it had it been Wolf Blitzer, it had it been, like, one of those 2020 motherfuckers. After y'all got drunk, what else y'all do? I think he hit Vanna, man, in the early days, because Vanna, back in the day, she was like one of those bad white girls. Back in the day, we talking the 80s Vanna, 80s, early 90s Vanna. Now, not as much. You can see, and quite honest, if you look at a current day picture of Pat Sajak, maybe drinking helped, because this motherfucker look exactly the same. He got a couple of bags under his eyes. Like, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He looks exactly the same. Vanna White, you can see where, like, she got a little crow's feet, you know, a couple of wrinkles set in. She's like a bad grandma now, but like, not like grandma. She's just like, oh shit, I am a grandma. And that's where Vanna White is now. But yeah, her and, Pat Sajak used to get blitz before. That had to be awkward. That had to be like, hey, Vanna, I mean, all right, look.
You think the contestants just sitting there like, y'all niggas smell like
y'all. Duh, if I was a contestant with drunk motherfuckers, I would spin it and just be like, oh, shit, I landed on $100. Nah, Pat, that's $1,000. Oh, shit, it is. My man. Down for $1,000. Are there any A's?
You know, the $1,000 boys, the things be sparkly and the shit. You know,
put well, this is shit. We don't know. It's just like, you could probably trick them. You're drunk.
Ain't no tricking.
You could probably trick them. And then, you know, when everybody left, I think he hit Vanna. He probably hit Vanna on the wheel.
Wow.
He probably hit. All right.
On the wheel.
Spin this wheel.
You gonna spin the wheel and smash.
They're like, all right, land on a high number. Get some cock.
I ain't had no dizzy smash.
You're like, see, spin the wheel. Are there any L's? Guess who's taking their panties off?
Tripping.
Like, he probably got that creep vibe in him, man. Because, like, I think Pat Sajak was married the entire time. Well, I think he wasn't married the entire time. But, like, he got married during... Shit, how long has this shit been on?
20 years.
I ain't Google the shit right now. Wheel of Fortune debut... Well, he's been there since 1981.
Wow.
So we got 30 years of the wheel. And about 5 of those years, he said early days. So let's say 5, maybe 6 years, he's probably getting it in on the wheel, guy.
Wow.
Getting it in.
That's our assumption, huh?
That's my assumption. I you know, shit. Apparently, Pat Sajak can do anybody's show. I woke Pat Sajak on this motherfucking podcast. All right, look. I got drunk. I hit it. I didn't hit. Hey, I saw Vanna naked.
That'd be
what I can see. I can see him just, he just sit down with me. I saw Vanna naked.
All you gotta do is put some drinks in.
Shit, I can make a margarita. Apparently, he used to drink margaritas. I can make a margarita right now. Pat Sajak. Yeah, fuck Vanna White. Pussy smell like chalk.
Wow. Next topic.
Alright. Before we jump on to the next fucking topic. If you ever wanted to get a woman's clothes off, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Hey, what you doing for Valentine's Day? Some woman, you don't try to get some woman's clothes off, Ike?
One particular woman.
Well, yeah. One particular woman. I got a surefire way to do it. IVI Sense. They make soap. And it's for the ladies. Man. But guys can use it too. Ike, you can use some of their soap. It's IVI Sense. So, like, let's say Valentine's Day.
I use Dove for men.
I wouldn't have said that shit on the public fucking... I wouldn't have said that shit out loud.
I'm saying, though, that should be smelling good.
I'm just saying. But if you want to smell better, or if you want her to smell better, go to IVI Sense, and you can get the Night and Shining Armor package. Believe it or not, if you friend her ass on Twitter, she give you $5. You can buy all the soap you want.
What's her name?
Huh? It's IVI Sense. It's for the ladies.
Okay.
You get the Night and Shining Armor package.
You follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, but you ain't giving nobody $5, now, is you?
Hell no.
See? She gave me $5. I bought some for my wife. And guess what? My wife got naked that night.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she had to take a shower. It's soap, motherfucker.
True.
So?
True.
I didn't say what she was going to do naked, but you get her naked. Like, Ike, you got one girl. Get her naked. Say, here. Use IVI Sense. And you could get the ice cream Bath and Body.
Why are you talking so high pitched?
I have no idea. It's just, you know, naked women. You know, soap. IVI Sense. It's for the ladies.
What the fuck?
IVI Sense, y'all. Get something for your lady. It's Valentine's Day. That's it. I'm done. All right. Hey. IVI Sense.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Get a naked woman over your house.
Speaking of that, man, I don't know what the fuck I'm getting for Valentine's Day.
You can get some IVI Sense, motherfucker.
I mean, log me in for that. I'm definitely going to get that.
You go to Twitter your damn self.
But,
You get nine
shots. Ideas. Huh? I don't know what the fuck to do.
I'll tell you what I'm doing Valentine's Day.
See, this is what I'm not ever going to do again. Buy clothes. That was an epic fail.
Why did you buy clothes? You don't buy some clothes for Valentine's Day.
I mean, I don't know, man. I got to think of something.
All right, Valentine's
I
Day.
I do the old weak-ass jewelry bit.
No, don't do.
That's just
see,
all year-round shit.
What I'm doing for Valentine's Day, I have no idea. Right. See, we'll probably end up going to dinner. Now,
why don't you cook?
I'm not, see, once again, we don't let her pick. See, what was brought to my attention, this is all brought to my attention. We're supposed to go to dinner with another couple on Valentine's Day.
Don't do that.
I'm doing it.
Don't do it.
Here's why.
That's just all types of the competition.
Yes, it is. So,
I mean,
if you're
a competitive nigga like
myself.
I'm not.
Like, I know it's called relationship chicken. I got to one-up whatever romantic thing this motherfucker going to do across.
Yeah.
But last time I checked, I still got the goddamn ring.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere.
I have stopped trying to impress. So, what I'm going to do, here's my plan.
Can't get complacent, though.
I'm not getting complacent. But I will lower the bar.
I understand what that means.
I will lower the bar. When he jump up and do some cool shit, I hope he don't listen to his podcast cause so he don't sabotage his shit. And I got and all day me and him trying to undercut each other.
Yeah.
So we're going to lower the bar. So if he do some cool shit, he pop out of a fucking cake and show up. I love you, motherfucker.
Out of all the things to say.
I am just going to look over. Yeah. Love you too. I am going to lower the bar. So when she like, this motherfucker ain't shit. I'm blah, 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 blah. Because if you set that bar so fucking high, which I hope he does. If he sets the bar so high, it's only one place you can go.
Oh, yeah. You got
the only one place you can go is go down. So I strategically, personally, for Valentine's Day, for Valentine's Day, I would love to go to Taco Bell.
Wow.
I want to lower the shit out of that bar.
Valentine's Day on a Saturday, too.
I'm not liking that.
No, it's on Tuesday. It's on Tuesday.
See, I'm a February 15th, brother.
Wow.
Like, I want the Valentine's Day itself. I don't want to pay three times as much for some roses and then 75% off tomorrow. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So, I will go out on the 15th, Have a nice meal. Get a fucking steak. Cut it in a heart. I don't give a fuck. Make a heart steak. and we just show up and just... Yeah, that's romantic.
Something like that.
It's romantic. It is. Any plant, like the buying stuff, I've got sense, motherfucker. Right. Yeah, I would use a sponsor to help me out Valentine's Day. And then, if I really find myself in a snag, I just wait till it get real quiet and just...
Right.
He did it! A nigga much uglier than me did it! It just look over. I need the words. This fucking song. Just say the words to her. Just,
the words are not hard to know.
I don't know the words. All I know is baby. That when he just yell it. Yup. I wouldn't say shit. I just let him talk.
I know old school Jodeci.
No, fuck that. Like that. You expect that. You don't expect Seal. No
right.
One does. No one expected Seal.
I don't think no chick would expect you to.
Heidi Klum did. She went 10 years and didn't expect this motherfucker.
She did it.
She was blind.
She did it though.
Cause it's sealed.
Oh, she did it.
She was blind. She didn't see shit.
Hey man, love is powerful, man.
It gotta be powerful as hell to miss this. Like,
it's the most powerful drug out there.
Yeah, you just walk over there. Yeah, baby, you ever had some sealed love? Seal love. This is where
trash is picked up line I've heard in my life.
Yeah, let's have some seal love tonight. And like you play Kiss from a Rose, that like you fuck up your face, like that day, like
that day.
Yeah, like apparently we're human, so we'll heal. I don't know what the fuck. Like you heal and shit, and you're good.
I guess that's the one black man that didn't know shit about cocoa butter.
No, that's not. I think you know what I think happened. It's appropriate he did the shit for the movie Batman. Cause didn't Two-Face start off that way? They threw some shit in his face. Like he just really got into the role. He's like, no, Seal, you're making a song for Batman. Oh shit. Oh goddamn.
Into the game like that though.
Like a method actor. He just came in. I'm gonna be a Batman. It just got some razor blades and fucked his face up. Yeah, I'm scary as hell, yeah.
I forgot.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything.
Okay, what happened?
I just said what? I forgot.
I would like
fucking
to
know.
True life Hollywood stories. Okay, here's how Seal got like this.
I
so
would watch that shit.
I would watch it. Oh, I would watch Seal's I want to know, one, the origin of how he got like this. Maybe Seal is a superhero. Because every superhero has some fucked up backstory. Usually your parents die, you fall in some vat of acid, you do something radioactive and you get powers. What if Seal's power is to just convince just gorgeous white bitches that he's the shit?
That's a hell of a power.
That's a hell of a power, but it only lasts for 10 years. It only lasts.
Okay, then you on to the next
it
one.
It only lasts for 10 years.
You on to the next one. Shit.
Okay. Other than the fact that he's blind. You think Seal, like Seal, but this is a Seal show at this point because Seal trusted.
You turned it into that too.
Yes!
Not me.
Yeah, you know what?
Sam did.
I just feel with a nation.
Wow.
A nation. 10 years we had to Seal and Heidi Klum. Not that I'm hating on them. But the day one.
But you are hating on.
No, I'm just reporting at this point.
Reporting.
I'm reporting because it's not hating because it's over. I'm just telling you how it went down. Now, if it went down, if it went down horribly, it is what it is. I'm just reporting. Hold on, I'll play this shit for myself. Where's the breaking news button? There's a lot of fucking buttons here. But anyway, all right, I'm just reporting. So, hold on. Seal, Heidi Klum break up. From day one, everyone was waiting on this day. Everyone was, okay, I have never seen a relationship where day one we was like.
Every white man was waiting on this day.
Every white guy was waiting on this day. Every black guy was like, really? Fuck that. Everyone was psyched. Was like, really?
Like, I got a shot.
Everyone felt better about them. Like, if that motherfucker could do that, I know. Personally, I have said that phrase referring to Seal while dating a bitch. That was totally out of my league. I'm not going to say her name because we're trying to get her on the show. I want to call it the Rogues Gallery Show. We're just going to put like five of my exes in a room with me, with mics. And I'm just sitting there and just watch what happens.
That's what's up. I would never do no shit like that, but that's what's up. Not me.
I was just like,
hell no.
I don't want to listen to that shit.
I'm straight.
But either way. So, Seal, since day one, we was all counting on this day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily hating on him, but we were just like,
I ain't gonna lie, though. I was rooting for the nigga.
I did root for him. I was confused.
I wasn't confused.
I was confused because I'm like, okay.
This is how I feel. I wasn't confused because every white woman want her at least one black man.
But and that black that man, black man.
That was that one. And she couldn't
he
leave.
He didn't have a face.
Man, listen.
She was blind. I'll stick to my story. I put my name on it. She was
love
blind.
Love is blind.
Shit, she's the, quote, she's the embodiment of it, goddammit. Because she did not blink at the... And that, you know somebody told her, right?
Ain't nobody told her shit.
No,
somebody,
no, in 10 years! In 10 somebody... years! No one told her! You know you fucking Seal, right?
Can you imagine her parents' face when she brought him into the crib? For
yes! Hey, mama, daddy, this is Seal.
Right. What the fuck is his real name? I know his mama ain't named him Seal.
I hope she did.
Wow.
You know he doesn't have a last name. He's just Seal what?
McLovin.
Just Seal. Just what? Seal. I would like to be Mr. Clune. Mr. Clune. Probably at work. Alright.
The father.
Yeah, the father, Mr. Clune. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah.
She from over there too, ain't she?
Yeah. Yeah, you just probably at work the next day. Hey, you know my daughter Heidi, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I had to put up a lot of shit. I had to put up with a lot of... I see him just going off at work.
Right.
Somebody who totally don't deserve it. Like, the motherfucker gave him, like, the wrong coffee. Motherfucker gave him the wrong donut. Got his fucking lunch order wrong. And he just put him aside. You know what? I had to deal with a lot of shit in my life. I have a hot daughter that at least half the goddamn world, and I'm not fucking with you, at least half the world has jerked off to my daughter. And I have to carry this shit around
That's
knowing this.
That's the second time you done talked about jerking off, dog. You be beating your meat, dog.
A little bit, I'm married. don't think that shit stops when you put on a ring.
Wow.
But anyway.
Honesty is
you want honesty, goddamn. You came to the right show. What? I mean, I make love, but sometimes you gotta... Sometimes you gotta release the poison.
Listen.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm throwing it right back. Okay? That's it. No more talk about that.
All I'm saying is, Heidi Klum, one of the hottest bitches in the world. Mr. Klum just probably then. It's bad enough I have to deal with that shit. It's bad enough she brought a... do they call them niggas over there?
I don't think so. I think probably, everybody loves everybody.
I don't think that. I really don't think that. I think it's stronger there for some reason.
England?
I think there's another name for it.
I mean, I don't know, man.
But either way, she brought, he probably said something like off kilter where like what? Like she brought one of those darker gentleman. Wow. Where it's like, what? Alright, it's not racist, but glad you have to emphasize
it. Slightly racist.
It's like, it's not truly racist, but it's descriptive as hell.
It sounds like that.
Okay, she brought one of those darker gentlemen over the house. He was missing a face and
wow.
Only has one
missing
name.
Missing a face.
His name. And what is that name? Seal. Like the animal? Yes, it's spelled exactly like the goddamn animal.
Yeah.
And I have been putting up with this shit. I'd be damn if you fuck up my coffee order one more time. I will go on your shit. And from that day, about, I don't know, 11 years ago, Mr. Klum has had his coffee order exactly right every goddamn
day. Definitely true.
Every goddamn every day is exactly how he wanted.
I don't know where the hell you came up with that little idea you just had. But yeah, that's probably true.
That's probably true. Every day his shit had to go right. Cause if he pulled sniper action, a Columbine, he just went on the loose to start stabbing people. Honestly, no one would blame him.
What?
No one will blame him. His son-in-law's claim to fame, okay, is Kiss from a Rose. At the time, his daughter was the most eligible bachelorette. It was to the point where she could have had anyone in the world, period. Period. 10 years ago. Now, we're not talking about modern day Heidi Klum.
First of all, I cannot believe you still talking about Seal, dog.
Cause it's,
I know why. It's your long lost twin.
First of all, I have a face and a last name, goddammit.
Hey, Sam looks just like Seal, real shit.
You know, there's a picture of me that shows
an acid face.
If I had acid face, like Seal didn't use the acid face to his advantage. I would have just scared motherfuckers. No gun required. I would have just robbed them. Look at my face! Imagine, just take what you need, dog. Just take what you need.
Him playing peekaboo with the kids.
God damn. I think that was one game he never was allowed to play.
Kids fucking shit.
Kids just. You know he had to explain that shit to his kids?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Alright, children. You're going to leave this house. And no one is going to look like me.
Yeah. Ain't nothing worse than when Michael Jackson was taking the kids out with hoods on and shit.
You know what? The difference is between Michael Jackson and Seal. Okay, first of all, let's break down the differences between Michael Jackson and Seal.
I said the wrong shit.
Michael Jackson has a catalog of songs that we can all name and sing. We all know the words.
Yep.
Seal has one
that
we know. It ain't just me.
Seal has fans.
He does. I'm one of them. Cause I know that one Batman song.
You a Seal fan? I ain't never said I was a fan.
I am. I like the Batman song.
That one song was kind of banging.
I like the Batman song. So by you liking that song, you're a Seal fan. I was rooting for him on a personal level. Like, first of all, you got Heidi Klum.
I like one song that Waka Flocka made. That round of applause shit, that's my shit.
You're not a Waka Flocka.
Hell no.
No, I'm saying, I'm a fan of the one song, but I'm a fan of him personally. How the fuck did you do that?
Oh, man, he's a pillar in the black community.
He is. He broke barriers, goddammit. He broke a lot of fucking barriers at one time. Seal.
She liked the girl next door, too. She has that look of the girl.
Yeah, she had the girl next door look. And he's the nigga from under the stairs.
Wow. Only you would say that.
He's girl next door. He's the guy, you know. Alright. Seal. Here's what I imagined Seal. Why he made so many songs and why he's so famous. It wasn't like the motherfucker was going out. So yeah. I just imagine him in the room. Oh shit, that'd be a cool ass song. He just in his room by himself, just albums upon albums upon albums. Who knows? The Batman song was made like 30 years ago. Because he could not walk outside when
he's
I was about.
Not even that old.
Seal's about 40. Hold on, we got Google.
Oh my god.
We got Google. Seal's about 40. I
can't believe you still talking about this thing.
Because Seal! It's Seal!
Everything go back to Seal.
It goes back to Seal. At least today.
This nigga
anyway.
Got a man crush on Seal.
Not anymore. He whooping ass now.
Oh, pause.
He whooping ass now.
What the hell wrong with you?
I'm just saying, my man.
Nigga just said not anymore.
Cuz, he's kicking ass, man. I don't want this motherfucker around me. I really don't. I really, like, there's a... Alright. Shit, no wonder they called him Seal. I'm looking at his real name. Every picture he takes is ugly. Like every, like they got a picture. This is his, this is the Wikipedia site. Every picture he takes. Look, look at this. Every picture he takes. And he's performing his heart out.
Hell yeah.
He is singing the hell out of Kiss from a Rose.
What's this nigga's name?
He has like 8 of them.
Wow. All
right.
Hey, hey, this is funny.
One of them is Sam.
Yeah, yeah, one of them is Sam.
But you Sam. Have like 8 to choose from.
Is Seal Henry, I don't know about
that. That old word.
It's 2 old words.
Yeah.
One of them sound like the disease. All right, let's go.
Seal Henry Ogle's gun. Old something. Adula Samuel. That's a lot. That is from Paddington, London, England. He's genres. Soul, R&B, adult, contemporary, soft rock, and pop.
That's a lot of shit.
He had a lot of time. Motherfucker was in a room by himself for a while. Alright.
Quasimodo and shit.
Yes. Instruments. He sings guitar and bass guitar. Songwriter, musician, years active. So, since 1989, Seal has been whipping ass on the charts. Since 1989. So, he was born 63, so, man, he damn near 50, guy.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah. He's 48. So, 48 years. He's been doing it since 89, and he wasn't going out. So, let's say, so Seal grew up as a teenager in the 70s. England in the 70s. I don't think a lot of motherfuckers was cool. Alright, first of all, it was hard to be black anywhere.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that it wasn't that bad over there. Like,
okay, it wasn't as bad as we had it here. Well, what I'm saying is, it wasn't as bad, but his face, he's missing a face! He's missing a face!
Do your Google search. And this is the last thing you said right, about Seal. Right. Find out what the fuck is wrong with that nigga.
Alright, let's find a disease. Yeah, that's a... You know, maybe we should have did that first.
Why you...
I would imagine this is on the same page.
Why you sitting here admitting your man crush on him?
I'm just saying, I'm a fan of him.
No, that's not what you said.
Even in his album names, it's weird. Huh, we're going to find this disease. Yeah, I'm finding it. Actually, I had to Google this shit. I had to Google Seal face.
What?
To find the scars. Like, you can't... Like, I was on the Wikipedia page. I thought they'd bring it up. They really didn't bring it up. So...
Really?
So, when you Google Seal face, there's a lot of pictures. There's a lot of shit. We'll get to the bottom of this. But anyway. Although there's been long rumor that the cause of scars on his face... there's a lot of rumors going around.
So, there's nothing...
There's factual. No concrete. Okay, but here's the closest they can go. They are, in fact... The result of a type of lupus called discoid lupus, word I can't pronounce.
Let me see it.
Ero something.
Where is that?
Is
at the bottom?
Yeah. Ero something.
Oh, ero
the muscus.
Mitosis?
Yeah, that.
I can't say it together.
The rare lupus. We'll call it, that's what it's saying. A condition that specifically affects the skin above the neck. So...
Wow.
Those rumors are the rumors of what I said.
Right.
You know, he went a little too heavy on the Batman soundtrack.
Wow.
Those rumors.
That's crazy, though.
But, like, they talk about Heidi Klum, 10 years in 2004, they had a baby. So, since 2002, him at, well, 2001, I guess.
Right.
They've been doing it for 10 years, and then she woke up and saw his face. And after that, she was just like, you know what, man, I can't be doing this shit no more. I see you, I hear you, if I have to hear Kiss from a Rose one more goddamn time, fuck it.
But you keep playing that shit.
But, shit, yeah, but it's Kiss from, it's Batman. It's Batman, like, he's out for justice now.
Yeah.
Like, Seal's out for justice because he's whooping ass, apparently. His vicious anger attacks. So he's out for, he's the new Batman. See, it's the new Batman. He's whooping ass. Wow. Heidi Klum is sick of this shit. And she can see now. And since she can see, she said, first of all, it was bad enough. He was whooping everyone's ass. That's bad enough. That shit is embarrassing. But now I see the motherfucker I'm with. Yeah, you know what? I gotta call it quits.
Man, you gotta respect that man though.
Well, he did 10 years. So he did 10 years with one of the finest German whatever. And Mr. Klum will forever have great coffee. But since Heidi can see now, one thing I would like to recommend, if Heidi, I mean, shit, she stays in California.
So I hear.
She stays in L.A. I mean, well, one of their houses. I don't know. I'm not a huge Seal guy. I became one this show.
That nigga gonna get the settlement deal, bro. You got way more burden than him.
Hey, I'm just saying, what she could do. She go to Kitty Rogers Roasters.
Hell yeah.
Look, it's bad enough she had to look at Seal face for 365 days. 10 years straight. I'm no mathematician, but that's a long ass time.
A long time.
She could be looking at some of that succulent chicken. Some broasted chicken. Like his face. Not fried, not broiled, but broasted. Broasted chicken. Kind of looks like Seal face, but you could eat it.
Wow.
And it doesn't have cancer. Seal. Well, you can take the kids. She got kids too. I'm pretty sure she's going to get them in a custody battle. Kenny Rogers Roasters. It's hard to say this shit, but she can take the kids. Kenny Rogers Roasters. At the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California. Hell, it's right next to the Nathan's. It is. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Run away from Seal. And Seal may whoop your ass if he finds you there with Heidi Klum. But you know what will stop Seal from whooping your ass? Offer some chicken. You know, scars on his face. A kiss from a rose aside, he's still black. I'm pretty sure Seal still likes some of that chicken. Granted, if it looks exactly like his face.
He loves chicken. He got a little chicken.
I'm just saying, roasted chicken. Don't get too close to that grease, Seal. We don't want to have it twice.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn, tripping, man.
I still, oh man, you don't need to get paid. So Kenny Rogers Roasters, they don't serve Seal or the singer either. Kenny Rogers Roasters, get some chicken, and they not too close to the fucking grease. Kenny Rogers Roasters, find at the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California. Well, we come towards the end of this show. Somehow we
this guy just sat here and
talked about Seal for about 30 minutes.
Fucking time.
But it was entertaining. But we learned a lot this show. We learned that Ike may or may not be asexual. We learned that
what
he gave
fuck?
Up Twitter.
I didn't though. I just.
We learned Seal was apparently. Seal has supernatural powers in which he can convince bad white bitches to look past all his scars. All of his scars. And Kiss from a Rose was one of the best Batman songs ever.
Yes.
We learned a lot. I feel educated. Well, Ike, shit. When you do get back on Twitter, where can they find you?
At Mr. Ike Lewis.
And if you got questions, comments, concerns with this show.
I think I'm changing that shit though.
Huh?
I think I'm changing that shit though.
Well, can't you forward the old shit to new?
Yeah,
well,
man,
so
I'm just
they
saying.
Get you at Mr. Ike Lewis at Twitter. And they could get me at SamShow11. If you want just questions, comments, concerns, we didn't get to any questions. We had a lot. We had a lot of Seal questions today.
No, you.
All right. I did. Questions, comments, concerns. Or if you just want to just talk about Seal, you could just, all your Seal comments at SamShow11 on Twitter or just talk with Sam at gmail.com. I had a shitload of questions we should have talked about, but we already burnt the hour talking about Seal and chicken and how he got that way.
Wow.
So, big shout out to Seal, you know.
His brother.
Mainly because he's hard. It's hard. it's hard going through what he going through. He just rewind the clock 10 years, guy.
He did it, man.
He did 10 years. Now he's back on his own. And he may be a crime fighter now, because he apparently is now whooping ass, because he doesn't have shit else left. He's 48. He still looks like that. I don't really foresee another Batman opportunity like that again, where he could make another just...
I don't see it.
What if he just remixed it? What if he did the entire 10 years over? He remixed that song.
If he remixed it, I guarantee Drake weak ass would be on there.
Yes, he would. And he remixed it. He made it. And it all starts again. He gets, who's the baddest white girl now?
Now.
Then it was Heidi Klum. So now.
I don't fucking know.
Who's one of the baddest girls, period? Now, just.
Scarlett Johansson.
He restarts the clock. He come out with Kiss from a Rose 2, the remix, and get Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, quote this shit. If he pulls Scarlett Johansson, I'm coming to beat his ass and her ass.
I don't know about that. I don't know. He's a crime fighter now.
No.
The reason the girl left is because of his temper.
No, Seal
face already looks like that. He ain't got shit to lose, guy. I think Seal will beat your ass. Seal, of anger alone. I ain't even talking about gym or workout regimens. I'm just talking about anger because his face looks like...
He pulled Scarlett Johansson. Oh, my God.
He convinced a model to go blind for 10 years. That's it. I don't really know how to end the show like this, so I would... Thanks for Ike coming out and helping out.
For sure.
And, shit, I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, y'all.